Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to open the June 21st, 2017 meeting of the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Joint Ways and Means Committee. We have a work session today on the federal grant application request from Department of State Lands. I'm going to open a work session on DSL's grant application requests. Mr. Stainer, please.
Thank you, Co-Chair. There's two requests. We're going to work through these one at a time. The first of these, Department of State Lands are requesting authorization to apply for a federal grant in the amount of $25,000 from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This is a supplemental grant from the Wetland Program Development Grant program that's in addition to the 2015 grant that was received from the department. And I see that Bill Ryan from the agency is here, and I think they're going to explain the request to you.
Great. Welcome and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Co-Chair Witt and Co-Chair Frederick and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Bill Ryan. I'm Deputy Director of Operations at the Oregon Department of State Lands. And so these two grant requests are actually related. I guess I'll address the $25,000 one first, but I wanted to provide a little bit of context for what these grant requests are doing, or what the money from these grants would be doing. And so the department has for the last 5 years been engaging in a joint effort with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and EPA to bring their programs and our program in conjunction up to speed with the 2008 federal mitigation rule that was put into effect in 2008 on a federal level, and that was in response to research that was done at the National Academy of Sciences and other places that was showing that the federal mitigation program for wetlands and waterways was not achieving the program goals of replacing the lost functions and values of wetlands and waterways that were being impacted by development. And so the Corps and EPA were engaging in a process of trying to improve their programs, and because we have these parallel programs, the state program and the federal program are working parallel, the Department of State Lands decided to partner with them in developing that. And so the goals of the Aquatic Resource Mitigation Program are to replace the functions and values that are lost through development of wetlands and waterways, make sure that that's actually happening. And when I'm talking about functions and values, I'm talking about the benefits that these types of habitats have for humans. And so, for example, water quality improvement, flood storage and flood water detention, wildlife and fish habitat, and also recreational opportunities, those kinds of functions. And so when a wetland or a stream is impacted by a development action or what have you, state and federal law requires a replacement of those functions. And so we're, through this program, developing an assessment methodology so that when one is looking at an impact area, potential impact area, they're able to determine what kinds of functions are happening there and what level are those functions. And you can compare that to a proposed wetland creation, let's say, that's being done for mitigation and see are you basically offsetting the effects that you're having. The another goal is to direct mitigation efforts where they'll provide the most ecological benefit, so getting the most bang for your buck. So the watershed scope of this effort is to look at, within a given watershed, what are the habitats, what are the functions and values that are most lost or that were most desirous to return. And so, for example, in some watersheds, stream temperature is a really big issue, and that's a big issue for salmonid recovery. And so when an impact is being proposed, making sure that the mitigation that is proposed for that actually does something to address water quality in that particular watershed. So basically directing mitigation efforts in better than they are now toward developing or creating more benefit, the benefits that we need. And then the last piece, last goal is really to make sure that we have consistent standards between the state and federal process. We want to make sure that if an entity needs a permit from DSL and a permit from the Corps, that the requirements of those permits are the same and that the processes are coordinated so that they're, you know, basically not creating more regulatory burden than necessary. And so that's the goal behind the program. So we've been working on this program for several years now, and I've actually used a couple different grants to develop the program components for this. And this is really sort of the home stretch. We're almost there. And so the $25,000 ask is actually an add-on to an existing grant, and the money from that will be used to have a third party do assessments for existing mitigation banks. So we currently have around 20 operational mitigation banks in the state that provide credits for development activities, and so we want them to voluntarily sign on to this new assessment program, this quantification program, and so the $25,000 would be used for us to actually do the assessments on their properties for them, hopefully to incent them to, voluntarily join the program. And I want to make sure it's understood that we're not going to force any existing bank. We have a contract with them called a banking instrument. We're not going to force anybody to join the new program, but we would like to incent as many of them as possible to do so. So that's what that $25,000 ask is for.
All right. Subcommittee members, any questions or comments, discussion? All right.
CFO.
We don't do both of them together?
No.
No. One and then the other.
Okay. So your recommendation?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, my name is Lisa Pearson with the Department of Administrative Services, and we recommend that the subcommittee approve the request.
Very good. Matt?
The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the item be reported out to the full committee with a recommendation to approve the request.
Okay. Committee members, you've heard the recommendations. Any discussion on that? Not seeing any. Co-Chair Frederick.
Since the analyst read the recommendation, the motion is simply to move the Olafol recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation. Any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none, are there any objections to the motion? Thank you. Motion passes. Mrs. Stainer?
I'll take that to
floor. Oh, Carrier. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Thanks. Got a whole list from the other.
Oh, you got a whole list coming down the road on this.
Yeah, that's true.
The second request from the Department of State Lands is also for a grant application to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for the Wetland Program Development Grant Program. This is in the amount of $122,586 federal funds, and this would this grant funding supports five individual initiatives that are identified in the updated Oregon Wetland Program Plan. If awarded, the funding is used in conjunction with an intergovernmental agreement with Oregon State University Institute for Natural Resources. There is a 25% state funds matching requirement, and that's being provided by Department of State Lands through in-kind contribution using existing budgeted expenditures.
Thank you.
Thank you. Members of the committee, sorry, Chair Witt and Chair Frederick. So for this request, this is really the last piece for completing this program and being able to roll it out for implementation. So the five components include developing a training plan. So there is a new wetland assessment methodology that is being rolled out and a stream functional assessment methodology that's being rolled out. And so this is to develop training materials and to actually provide the training to primarily consultants are going to be, environmental consultants are the folks that are going to be using these tools and implementing, but also staff at DSL, EPA, and at the Corps. The second piece is to develop an effective monitoring framework, basically making sure that we can, over time, look to see is the program achieving the goals that it's supposed to be achieving. So this is developing that reporting and analyzing on outcomes portion of the program. The third piece is to update the Oregon Rapid Wetland Assessment Protocol. That's really the functional assessment protocol viewer. We have an online tool that has resources about the types of the geography and the ecology of the area being assessed. And so doing some updates to that that tool, which is actually managed by and worked on for us by the Institute for Natural Resources at OSU. And so having them do some changes to it based upon user input, but also transferring it to a new software platform, because the original software platform that they developed it under is not going to be serviced anymore. And so they need to change platforms for that to make sure that online tool is available. The fourth one is updates and modifications to the stream functional assessment. The wetlands functional assessment has been around longer and is more mature. The stream one is a new tool, and so doing a similar kind of effort for the online tools for that, and then putting all those online tools onto one page, you know, one web page, so it's a one shop stop for folks to be able to deal with those. And that work also will be done by the Institute for Natural Resources at OSU. And then the last piece is developing a statewide local wetland inventory database, online database. This will get toward helping make it easier for folks to see where there are wetlands that have been identified in an area that's proposed for development or on property that they own. And so this is basically taking the hard copy information that we have and developing the processes for putting those into a GIS database, but also as new delineations, new wetland inventories are created, making sure that those are added to the state wetland inventory and having those available online, so readily accessible by the public.
All right. Thank you very much. Questions, comments, discussion? Not seeing any. Feel like this is a game show or something, and you know, and CFO says.
Mr. Chair, again, Lisa Pearson with the Department of Administrative Services, and we recommend that the subcommittee approve the request.
Thank you very much. And LFO says
the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends the item be reported out to the full committee with the recommendation to approve the request.
Thank you both very, very much. Appreciate that. Any questions, folks, before I recognize Co-Chair Frederick? Co-Chair Frederick.
Chair Witt, since the analyst has read the recommendation of the motion, simply to move the LFO recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing, hearing none, is there any objection to his motion? Motion passes. Thank you, subcommittee members. A carrier.
Take that one too.
Thank you very much, Senator. Appreciate that. And I believe that concludes our
work for the day.
Information.
That concludes the work session.
Okay. With that, I'm going to close the work session on DSL's federal grant application requests. Mr. Stainer?
Chair with members of the subcommittee, just briefly for tomorrow, ask the members to please do try to come on time. We've got a kind of a full agenda tomorrow. We have two items. One of is public hearing and work session on House Bill 3350 dealing with outdoor recreation, and the second is a public hearing on House Bill 2007, which we are anticipating quite a bit of public testimony for.
What is 3350?
3350 establishes the Office of Outdoor Recreation at the Parks Department.
Historic. Goal 5.
And so there, we are anticipating a lot of, quite a bit of testimony on at least House Bill 2007.
That
so
much I can guarantee you. We're going to have a lot of testimony on 2007.
I pretty sure we can start.
It's all going to be four, right?
Fast approaching the number of commentaries into our office for the gun bill, so.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. I can't go outside my front door because on all sides of me, all across the street and next door, several people down the street are all making sure that I know about 2007.
So reserve tickets are available?
You're all for it,
isn't
it? Yeah.
All right, everyone. Anything else for the good of the order? I do hope that we will find answers to the questions that I'm hearing about 2007, and that will this, in fact, lead to demolition of existing historical structures. So eagerly awaiting the answer to that overarching question, our subcommittee stands adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Subcommittee stands adjourned.